Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on May 25 regarding Nitaben, N-I-T-A-B-E-N, Patel. Nitaben Patel is a 61-year-old woman who reports occupational injuries for her employment at the insured. Pirchi states she noted the gradual onset of symptoms first involving her knees, but this led to bilateral total knee arthroplasties by Dr. Zabinski. Pirchi also later noticed symptoms in her neck, back, and shoulders, but did not undergo any surgery on these. Pirchi has completed a course of active treatment, period. As per her claim petition, she alleges repetitive activities as a guest room attendant caused permanent injuries to the lower back, comma, both shoulders, comma, both knees, comma, and neck, period. She did supply answers to occupational interrogatories. Restating the same allegations as in her claim petition. Period. New paragraph. The only medical records provided were those of Better Health Chiropractic beginning 1-2021. Period. She was referred to their office by a friend. Pirchi related having worked for 23 years at a housekeeping job in a local casino. Pirchi reported neck pain with bilateral radicular upper extremity pain and bilateral lower extremity radicular pain, as well as bilateral hand pain. Period. After exam, she was referred for x-rays of the cervical and lumbar spines for diagnosis of segmental dysfunction of the cervical, comma, thoracic, comma, lumbar, comma, and sacral regions, as well as cervical and lumbar radiculopathy, comma, cervicalgia, comma, and low back pain, period. She received chiropractic care at this facility frequently over the next several months, period. She was referred for a cervical and lumbar MRI on 4/15/21, but I am not in receipt of those reports, nor are they codified in the subsequent progress notes, period. Follow-up with these chiropractors continued through 6/2/21, per their progress note, including subjective and objective findings, are virtually identical to those that were generated at the first visit, period. New paragraph. I have been advised that she, in fact, did undergo unauthorized treatment, as noted on your cover letter that will be inserted here as marked, period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a flexion deformity of the small finger DIP joints bilaterally. Period. They also tended to invert. Period. There was swelling of multiple finger joints bilaterally, but no atrophy or effusions. Period. She had guarded range of motion at the shoulders bilaterally. Period. Abduction right was 100 degrees and left 105 degrees. Comma, internal rotation right 60 degrees and left 30 degrees. Comma, bilateral external rotation to 65 degrees. Comma, left adduction to 20 degrees and full to the right at 50 degrees. Comma, flexion right 110 degrees and left 95 degrees. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L2 vertebral level on the right and the L4 vertebral level on the left, both of which seemed volitionally limited. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle test was 5/-5 for bilateral hand grasp, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. She was tended to palpation anteriorly at the left shoulder, but there was none on the right. Period. She was uncooperative with provocative maneuvers at the shoulders. Period. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed superficial venous varicosities bilaterally. particularly at the ankles and feet. Appeared to have healed open surgical scarring. Longitudinally at the knees. Appeared on the right, it measured 5.5 inches, and on the left, 5 inches. Period. She had variable range of motion about the knees. Period when seated. She sat comfortably with her knees flexed at 120 degrees. Period. However, when tested directly during known observation, guarding on the right was at 60 degrees of flexion and the left is 70 degrees. Appeared she had full extension bilaterally as well as full motion at the hips and ankles without crepitus or tenderness. Period. She was uncooperative with attempts at provocative maneuvers at the knees. Period. Spine cervical. Active range of motion about the cervical spine was non-reproducible. Period flexion was between 20 and 30 degrees. Comma extension 15 to 25 degrees, comma. Rotation right 30 degrees and left 20 degrees, comma. Side bending right 25 degrees and left 10 degrees. Period. When distracted, she had improved range of motion in all spheres with no signs of discomfort. Period. She was globally tended to palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to stand on her heels and toes. Period. She changed position fluidly but refused to attempt squatting. Period. She sat comfortably at greater than 90 degrees lumbar flexion, comma, in fact 120 degrees, comma, when she showed the evaluator her ankles. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Nitaben Patel alleges the repetitive activities of her position as a housekeeping attendant, guest room attendant, caused injuries throughout the musculoskeletal system. Period. She received chiropractic care in 2021. Period. She had already undergone knee replacements in 2017. Period. She had cervical and lumbar MRIs that showed extensive degenerative disease, as noted above. Period. I am not in receipt of the actual reports of those MRIs or her surgical procedures. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found Ms. Patel was only marginally cooperative. Period. She demonstrated guarded and variable range of motion. Period. There was no atrophy or sensory deficit, either the upper or lower extremities. Period. She was unwilling to cooperate properly with provocative maneuvers at the shoulders or knees. Period. She also refused attempting a squatting maneuver. Period. New paragraph. With respect to the subject assertions, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the lower back, comma, neck, comma, shoulders, comma, or knees. Period. This petitioner has radiographic evidence of the naturally occurring degenerative disease with age. Period. Her routine job activities with the insured would not have caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated these conditions to a material degree. Period. Regardless of cause, I would offer 15% permanent partial disability referable to each leg. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of total knee replacements, presumably for advanced degenerative joint disease. Period. There is minimal permanency involving the neck and back. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the shoulders. Period. Her subject complaints are extremely disproportionate to the objective findings and routine job tasks she performed with the insured. Period. In fact, she has actually continued working there without limitations. Period. And